chapter 27.
Where has my little blue honey pot gone?
Friar Bunfold wandered distractedly around Redwall's kitchens, mixing batter in a bowl that he carried as he went, searching hither and thither.
Sister Oris, watch those pasties. They're beginning to leak gravy on the floor. Has any beast seen my blue honey pot? I had it with me on the cooling slab just after breakfast. Bryony, did you move my honey pot? You know, the small blue one.
Bryony placed a tray of scones on the window ledge to cool.
No, Friar, I'm sorry, I haven't seen it. Maybe you left it in the wine cellars when you went down for damson juice.
Bunfold beat the mixture in the bowl furiously with his ladle.
No, it never leaves this kitchen. That pot was very special. It belonged to my mother, and she gave it to me when I became friar here. Ah, young Vale, come here. Where's that honey pot, eh?
Bunfold put aside the bowl and caught the ferret by one ear, shaking him vigorously.
Let me go! Yow!
Vale squealed.
I don't know anything about your old honey pot! Bryony!
The mouse maid was between the two like a flash, pulling Vale from the wrathful friar's clutches.
Leave him alone this very instant, Friar Bunfold! How dare you treat Vale like that? Why should he know anything about your honey pot? You're always blaming him if anything goes missing!
Sister Oris looked up from her pasties.
That's probably because Vale is usually the one responsible,
she said. Bryony turned on the sister.
That's not fair. He's changed. Vale only did things like that when he was a dibbon.
Myrtle the hogwife shook her paw disapprovingly at the ferret.
Aye, well, he ain't a dibbon no more, but things are still going astray.
Vale ran behind Bryony, and poking his head over her shoulder, he stuck out his tongue at Myrtle.
Yeah. Fatty old spikey. Go boil your snout.
What in the name of goodness is going on here, may I ask?
Abbess Merriam had glided in unnoticed. Silence fell in the room. She looked from one to the other.
Please explain all the noise and shouting.
The explanations came thick and fast, every beast trying to get their say in at once.
That little robber! He's taken my honey pot.
No, he never, Abbess. They're always blaming Vale.
That's cause he's always to blame, Missy.
No, he isn't. You're all against him.
Merriam held up a paw for silence.
Friar Bunfold, did you see Vale take the honey pot?
She asked.
No, I didn't, Mother. But I know it was him.
He never, Mother. He never.
Keep out of this, Bryony. Vale, did you take Friar Bunfold's honey pot?
No, Mother Abbess. I never took it, and he twisted me.